Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jim Garish talking about cattle without hay. Back on that in just a moment.
When you take better care of your farm equipment, you can be more efficient and have less downtime. Senex Superlube TMS is the leading heavy-duty diesel engine oil to keep all your farm equipment running in top shape, which means you'll have less downtime and more Dylan time. And Daisy time. And Dusty time. Ask for Superlube TMS in the Total Protection Plan today, because quality oil leads to quality time. Find Superlube products at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS. When farmers have a problem, they fix it. Simple as that. That's why so many farmers are using Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel Fuel. It contains a special additive that takes care of internal diesel injector deposits, or IDID. So it helps prevent injector failure, clogged filters, and power loss. And it's backed by agriculture's best warranty. Switch to Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster. It's the perfect fix for today's high-tech engines.
See your Cenex dealer or visit Cenex.com to locate a dealer. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
At the recent Oklahoma No-Till Conference, had the opportunity to visit with Jim Garish. Garish is a cattle producer from the state of Idaho, and he's known nationally for cell grazing and also for the idea of running cattle without feeding them much, if any, hay.
I grew up a crop farmer, not a cattle producer. And when I was first introduced to the ideas of cell grazing back in the late 1970s, it just made sense to me. I didn't have any of the past history, the baggage of, well, we don't do it that way here. It just made biological and financial sense. And so I've kind of been on that path ever since.
You kind of adopted the idea that you don't want to do hay. You want to simply let them graze year-round.
Exactly. When we were in Missouri for 23 years. We've been in Idaho for 11 now. And when we were in Missouri, we started out very conventionally. We calved in February and March. We made a lot of hay. We fed a lot of hay. And by the time we left there, we were calving in April and May. We made no hay. We fed very, very little hay. And if we did feed for 2 weeks or something, we bought the hay.
As you made that transition during those years in Missouri, what was the whole process? What your thought process and the reasons for doing those shifts?
The first thing that we had to realize, and we did consider cow-calf to be our centerpiece enterprise, but the real moment that my eyes opened is when I realized if you're in the cow-calf business, you should stock your ranch to your winter grazing capacity, not your summer grazing capacity. So we changed from being strictly a cow-calf operation to being a mixed cow-calf and custom graze enterprise. And so we brought in a lot more stock April through July and early August to utilize the spring flush of growth. And then when those animals left, we stockpiled those acres for our winter cow feed. And so we custom grazed beef stockers. We did replacement heifers, dry beef cows, cow-calf pairs. We didn't get locked into, if you're custom grazing, that stockers is the only thing you can do. We actually found there was more money to be made and some of these other classes of animals than there was strictly on stockers.
Like in case you let somebody else own the cattle and you were providing the pasture.
Exactly. And it allowed us to really increase our stocking rate without a cash outlay for purchasing livestock. And to effectively manage pasture, you have to get that stocking rate, you know, in sync with what your carrying capacity actually is.
Cattle producer and cell grazer and featured speaker at the recent Oklahoma No-Till Conference, Jim Garish. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The 7451 Cattle Company presents its third annual Red Dirt Bull Sale, Friday, March 13th, high noon at the ranch near Marshall, Oklahoma. That's just north of the junction of Highways 74 and 51. Some 200-plus Red Dirt Bulls will be available. For sale information or a catalog, contact the sale manager, Matt Sims, at 405-641-6081 or go to the website, www.mcsauction.com. That's 405-641-6081, www.mcsauction.com.
At your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.